Good afternoon, Exotic Spent. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Brock. I was just wondering if I could make an appointment, please.
Definitely. Today's probably not an option, unfortunately, but maybe tomorrow or later this week, if your pet's
That's
not too
all right.
late.
Friday would be great.
Friday?
If you've got.
So, yeah. And what pet are you talking about? Have we seen him before?
We haven't been there before, but we have a rainbow lorikeet.
Yeah, cool. And just for a health check and or microchip or anything like that, or what are you after?
So we have a bit of an issue. So it started pulling his feathers out about a year, sort of about 12 to 18 months ago.
Yep.
And the biggest change for him at the moment is we got a dog. So the dog, I think, has kind of interfered in its space. He's just recently moved cage as well after a few years in the same one. He's obviously been given medication and all sorts, but that doesn't seem to be helping.
Okay. So we haven't seen this bird before, but other vets have.
No one has.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Wait, are you talking about the dog on meds? Is that what you're saying? Is it on meds?
Yes. So the stuff that we have. Sorry, I'm just getting up the photo that we've done. So the stuff that we've done with the dog, or the bird, is a. It's got spark liquid, so it's sustained release energy supplements. So we've tried that. Excuse me. There's medication. There's the spray that we've done on the cage as well, as well as him, and that doesn't seem to have done anything. So I'm not too sure if it's like a stress thing or, you know, if he actually has like a parasite or I don't know. I really don't know.
That's all good. That's our job to find out for you, but that's it. Like, usually the feather pluckers can be really complex or there's multiple issues, but that's it. Like, usually they're either anxious, bored, you have separation anxiety, but sometimes we find that they have things stuck in their stomach or it's causing the pain or some issues. So, yeah, generally what we like to do is actually reserve a full hour for the feather plucking consultations, at least the initial one, because we definitely have a lot to go through with you in terms of doing the exam, what we think might be going on, asking relevant questions about the history and how it all started and what we could be influencing. So, yeah, generally do a longer, more expensive consultation for that. And then
how much would that one be?
It's usually, I'll just double check the price. Consult. $255.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah, so look, on Friday, the times I've got would probably be, the only time on Friday I really have is probably about 3:40.
That's 3:40 is fine.
Cool. So, I'll check. Plucking. And does he have any other signs at the moment? Like, he's still well?
Yeah, he seems to be all right. He's just, so he never used to bite or anything, and we have noticed a sudden change with that as well. So, as soon as you like stick your hand in with food or anything, he's now starting to attack.
Very good.
again, sorry. Never used to do it. Like, he used to be quite playful and quite, I guess, quite calm.
Yep.
So.
Okay, that's all right. That's not uncommon for him. So we can talk about that as well. So have you been to us before with another pet at all? Is this your first time?
First time.
Cool. All right. So I just have to add you as a client and then your bird as a patient. So I'll just take some details. So your first name?
Nicole.
Last name?
Heffern, H-E-F-F-E-R-A-N.
Heffern, H-E-F-F-E-R-A-N.
Yep.
Cool. And your phone number?
0423.
Yep.
593.
Yep.
028.
28. And just your email address?
Nicole, A-W-O-L-F-A-A-R-D-T at gmail.com.
All right, let me just double check. Got that right. So Nicole A W O L F, was it A R D T?
Double A R D T.
Double A R D T at gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, easy. And then just your home address.
26.
Yep.
Hetherington Street, Hetherington.
Yep.
Street, North Oaks, 4509.
That's on there. So you're on the system. And so you said rainbow lorikeet.
Yeah.
Was it, do you know male or female or anything like that?
Male. Yep, male.
Has he been sexed?
We don't actually.
That's
all right. A long time ago, we had a friend who was able to tell, and they managed to figure that out for us.
Okay, well, that's it. If you don't have a blood test or, like, a scope, we can't say for sure. And, yeah, sometimes the male and females, they can act, like, similarly. So I'll leave him as unknown for now because,
okay.
Yeah, he might be a girl, but we can talk about that more on Friday. So what was his name?
Jet. J-E-double-T.
Jet. And then just how old's Jet?
I'm trying to remember now when we got him. Hold on 1 second. I'll be able to... he's about 16.
15, sorry?
Yes, 15, 16.
Years?
Yeah.
Cool. Little Jet. All right, so Jet is on the system. Cool. So what I'll do, Nicole, is I'll actually just send you an email with like a link to a Google form that just asks about Jet's life and where you got him from and what he eats and where you keep him.
Yep.
So yeah, with the feather plucking, if you can write down as much info as possible, honestly, if you feel like you're writing too much, that's good.
Yep.
Just because we really want to understand what his life is like and things, and even like big changes, and definitely take photos of everything as well of his cage so we can have a look at when you come in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send that through now, and then yeah, we'll obviously do the consultation, look at him together, talk about what we think might be going on, what we can do. And
okay, wonderful.
Yeah, do something for him, eh? But yeah, not uncommon at all, so we'll definitely get him sorted.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Cool. All right, we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye.